Happy to welcome back Sherry Preston. Yes, she is the grand poobah of ABC Radio News. Good morning, Sherry.
Pat, you always call me that. I love it.
It seems appropriate to me. Now, tomorrow, the 24th of March, I think Sherry is going to be one of those days where we want to answer the question, where were you when? It's going to be a big rally demonstration march.
Well, I mean, this really does seem like it's sort of the one spark that has caught on, because, I mean, think of how many school shootings there have been since Columbine. I mean, numerous ones. There's also the Pulse nightclub. There is Las Vegas, Sutherland Springs. I mean, many mass shootings. But this one on Valentine's Day at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High really set the stage for what I think a lot of people are going to be expecting to see over the next several years when it comes to, you know, how people feel about gun control in this country, at least from these students' perspective. I mean, they're going to go forward. They're saying there could be, you know, as many as 500,000 to 1 million people in Washington, plus marches all over the country, 800 cities worldwide, not just nationwide. You know, the students are pretty clear. They say they've got three main goals, and those goals are, number one, they want to see a ban on these assault-style weapons. They want to see a ban on high-capacity magazines, because when shooters do get into schools, they say that those let them kill more students and more people because there's so much ammunition in there. And they also want to close the gun loophole so that, you know, there is a background check on every single gun sale without any exceptions. Those are the things that they say they're going to be marching for this weekend.
I have to give it to these students. They don't suffer any fools. The Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School kids going to meet with lawmakers today. They've already got some laws changed in Florida. Do you think, though, that they could really do some major damage to get some of these laws changed in Congress? Or are they congressmen just going to placate them today?
Well, I mean, today, they're not going to get anything done soon, and they know that. They have said that they know that this is not going to happen overnight, that this is going to be a long haul to do this. I mean, because they're up against some pretty tough, you know, opposition when it comes to this. You know, a lot of these kids have said, we are not afraid to take on the NRA. We'll go ahead and do that. But let's face it, it is a very powerful organization, you know, in Washington and elsewhere, and popular with gun owners across the country. But, you know, today they're going to be, one of the things we heard overnight was that, you know, these lawmakers wanted to get this omnibus bill passed so that they could at least tell these students they passed a couple of things when it came to gun control in this
right.
latest budget. You know, they've improved the background checks and they've got some more money for grants for schools. So they wanted to get that passed so they could at least tell them they did something. It wasn't quite as strong as these students wanted, but it's something.
And one of the things, Sherry, that is great about being of high school age is that you haven't been around long enough to become completely jaded by the process. And so the kind of enthusiasm that these kids are showing, which obviously has affected people, you know, not just across this nation, but across the world. And they're going to keep going. They understand that this is a marathon, that it is not a sprint, and that tomorrow, as big as it turns out, will not be the end of it as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, I mean, they've said very clearly, you know, it's not going to be too long from now before someone from our generation is running for president.
Yeah,
you know, and we want them to know that in March of 2018, this is the stand we took, and that's the stand we're going to take in the future too.
And I think one of the most powerful things that's going on this weekend is that almost at every location where a march or a rally is being held, they are also pre-registering these kids to vote.
Yeah, and if you go on their website, you can register them to vote as well, pre-register, so that when they do turn 18, they can actually vote.
Well, we're going to be talking about it long past tomorrow, no question about it. Thanks for weighing in, Sherry. Appreciate your input.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. That is Sherry Preston from ABC News.